It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
I think, you know, it's important that we stay in third and manageable, and I think we were in better third and manageable tonight than we were week one. But, you know, we've got to do all the things you got to do on third down, which is to, see it right, throw it right with accuracy, get the ball out, protect well, get open, all those things, and haven't been good enough, got to be better moving forward.
Yeah, that's Kirk Cousins after the game yesterday talking about one of the stats that kind of tells the story of the game, and it's been true of the Falcons for the first 3 weeks. They just haven't been good on third down. There's a lot of context that goes into that, and we've been talking about that leading into these games, is because they're not as good on first and second down.
Correct.
You're getting 0 yards a lot of times on your first down plays, and it got worse as the game went on. And then you're trying to find a way to make up for it on second, and then you find yourself in 3rd and 7.
Yeah, man.
3rd and 8. 3rd and 10. And those are really tough spots because then Kansas City can pin their ears back, and they know they're coming after you in a passing down. So they were 2-9 last night on third down. Kansas City, conversely, was 6-14. Mm-hmm. That's three times as many times they kept their drives alive. Correct. That's why Kansas City won the time of possession 35-25.
Right.
And it was more lopsided than that until those final couple drives in the fourth quarter.
Like, yeah. Just not getting plays.
The Falcons didn't have the football in the third quarter
game. And it's crazy because of how Kansas City just ran the ball. They mm-hmm. leaned on it. Like you say, they cut. You know, you get Patrick Mahomes in 2nd and 6. And then 3rd and 1, I mean, you're going to win a lot of football games because you're going to possess the ball, and he's going to have the football in his hands. And so, yeah, they got to do it. Like Kirk was saying, you got to coach it better. You got to route it better, protect it better. And like he said, he's got to throw the ball better. But they got to be more successful on their earlier downs. Or we're going to have this conversation again this weekend because we're going to talk about, obviously, the Saints and everything in the NFL No Huddle. The Eagles did such a great job because what they did was something that when we talked to Schlereff last week about, you know, the run it calls and all those different things. They took that aspect away from New Orleans and make Derek Carr have to drop back. And when Derek Carr has to do that, and when he's under pressure, he stinks. it's a career thing.
Yes, yeah, not
stinks.
New.
Nothing new about it. And so what the Falcons did, they just could not. They couldn't win on first or second down on either side of the ball. Offensively or defense, they couldn't win those two important downs to get you the third down. And I mean, it's unfortunate because you keep running into the same thing with this team. You know, like you said, 3 games, third down stinks. They're one of the worst in the NFL because I want to know where they are as far as first down in the NFL, where they are as far as positive plays on first down league-wide. I don't know where that is. I don't have that stat in front of me, but I'm pretty sure.
Venture to guess it's bad.
I'm pretty sure it's bad.
I know they're 30th in the league through 3 weeks on third down.
Okay, so they're their way, so they're probably 30 on first down.
Probably,
something like that. So they got to get more, and I think a lot of things was they couldn't get the run game going. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get the run game going yesterday, and that's a big part of what they want to do as far as play action and also helps you possess the ball, also helps you get into manageable downs, and they weren't able to do that. And so we lost.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there were times with the win. I'll stand back, take the damn points, Ra. But, you know, it's this new day and age. I can't say just Ra because I saw it all day yesterday. All day yesterday.
And Saturday.
All day yesterday, leaving points and going for it on fourth damn down. I was like, it's okay to punt. It's okay. You know, when it's successful, but still, take the risk out of it.
Absolutely. And it's not that long ago. We were talking about it a little bit. We didn't talk about it that much on Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, but I did allude to it. There were opportunities in the first half against Philadelphia where they took the points.
Yeah.
Where Philly didn't,
yeah.
and the Falcons
exactly.
did, and ultimately won the game by just a few points.
Because
maybe even
those
1 point
earlier.
Yeah, like they all add up. You know what I mean?
And
like,
that's the thing about
it. I don't
they
know
do.
Why. Because that second to last drive, right? The one where Kyle Pitts got fouled in the end zone, they didn't call it.
He did.
And then, so you're faced with a fourth down, right? If that was the second quarter, they would have kicked it.
Yes. Why not kick it there?
Because there was 4 minutes left, right? You kick it there, you're down 22-20.
Yes.
Then instead of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs getting the ball on the 10-yard line or whatever it was, they were deep backed up against the end zone. They probably probably get it at the 30 coming off the kickoff. Okay, you still pretty much have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Credit to the defense for going out there and getting that three and out and getting the ball back. Now,
that
third down play, was Falcons didn't do anything about that.
Like, oh, no.
They just were not on the same page.
It was open.
So I'm glad that happened.
Exactly.
But, I mean, again, context. Like, they did get the three and out, but that third down play was not some great defensive stand.
No.
They just weren't on the same page. It was an incomplete pass. You got the ball back. But say that happens again. Now you're down two with the ball back. Now all you got to do is kick a field goal. And then you win. They got back down into field goal range.
Exactly. So that's why I hate leaving points. I'm with you. If you can kick in the second quarter, why not the fourth quarter? I'm 100% there with you. And you had two timeouts and the 2-minute warning. So I mean, that's just.
And you were not getting short yardage. You just weren't. Like, you weren't getting a push on third and short and fourth and short, especially in the second half. After you got those injuries on your offensive line, like, the run game wasn't going great, but it was better in the first half.
It was better, yes.
It was effective to set up the play action. In the second half, you had nothing on the ground.
You lost your lineman, you lost your center, who Dahlman, he's not great, but he's been playing really good this year. And then, you know, it just wasn't there, the rhythm with him. He's a left-handed guy.
Yeah, Newsle's
a left-handed snapper, yeah. So that does, you know, they got to go practice. That's why I tweeted out, go in the damn locker room, in the tunnel, and get 25 damn snaps right now, Kurt, with him. And then you lose your right tackle. And like I said, they weren't running the ball well anyways, but again, it was better. And I don't know how long these guys are going to be out. I think we read earlier in the show when we were doing before the podcast that Caleb has a MCL. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be at least two weeks out right there. I don't know what this the significance is of
Dahlman's with an ankle.
Because he got rolled up.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's the worst one to get to when you get rolled up like that.
Here and this is I mean, obviously that's vital and we'll be tracking it and hopefully they get back soon. But here's Raheem Morris's answer on those questions regarding those guys, and he's 100% right.
You know, that doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Yep.
We won't make those excuses.
Yep.
The next guy in, I got a lot of faith in, I got a lot of belief in, and it's our job to go out there and execute and win.
Exactly correct. Nobody cares.
I mean, look, guys get hurt.
Storm Norton started games before.
Storm Norton started three games last year.
Yeah, he started before.
I think Nisel got in last year a little bit when Dahlman was banged up. Like, but again, no one cares.
No one cares.
You got
to
go.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the touchdown to Bijan was exact same play concept that they ran on the fourth down, except Bijan found a hole right there. East and West on fourth down, that's just not good unless it's one of those quick hitters like the speed sweep that Bijan had in game one. It's just not a good look, especially when you got guys back there who ain't fullbacks. You know, it just,
yeah, you're lead blocking with a running back. I know he's a big running back.
And so, yeah, it was just frustrating. And just like you said earlier in the show, and it's the first thought that came to mind when I got up this morning, was got too cute.
Mm-hmm.
Got too cute for me, man. And I'm not saying that Zach Robinson, I mean, he's still a first-time play caller and all those different things. But, like, when that play came out of his walkie-talkie or whatever, his communication device, to Kurt's helmet, Kurt should have looked over like, you sure? You sure you want to run this? Now, obviously, you're not going to do that. I mean, when they call a play, you're supposed to have faith that you're going to make it. But did not everybody on the left side get the snap count? Because it was amazing how everybody on that left side was in the backfield. Like, he's trying to have nowhere to go.
Now, by the time he got the ball, Nick Bolton?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy. What a player.
There was nowhere for him to go.
He was practically taking a handoff.
Yeah.
Like, he was in the backfield before Bijan even had an opportunity. And, I mean, that's you're dead in the water at that point. Like, you can try to run back or whatever, and you're just going to lose more yards.
I would try to lose more yards.
At that point, it's fourth down, so it doesn't really matter. I almost thought, because he was kind of fighting to stay up, is he going to try to lateral it?
I would have. Like, I probably would have.
What do you have to lose?
Dude,
game's over down. If you don't get it.
Why not throw it there? I mean, hell, I don't know.
I don't know.
Why not throw it?
I have wondered if they would in that situation, because they hadn't been able to get anything.
Nothing.
And this, too, and this will get overlooked, and it's nitpicky, but whatever. It's the second week in a row where Drake London's had an opportunity to get a first down in a big moment and didn't do it.
Got to get it, dog.
He didn't get to the sticks against the Eagles.
Get it.
Yesterday, he got that great little box out over the middle. He sheds the tackler, and he's running for the first down. This is on second down, and he doesn't quite get there. Third and one. Algier doesn't get there. Fourth and one. Bijan, we just talked about, you lose the game. If London gets that first down there, everything resets,
yes.
And you have everything at your disposal,
correct.
And you're
right.
Like the 10-yard line, whatever you are, like you're right there. You got to get that first down.
You got to
fight for that extra yard and get that first
Drake
down.
I thought Drake played great. I thought Kyle played good, man. The big play. I wish he would have scored right there, but I mean,
almost.
I thought he got in right there, but I mean, yeah, that and that cute in these damn like bubble screens in the NFL just get on my damn nerves for some reason, Andy. I hate them. I really, really hate bubble screens in the NFL game.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Just hate them. And yesterday showed me why I hate them.
Yeah, I mean, I give you like a couple, you know, like one or two.
Yeah.
But it can't be like, that can't be the thing we do on first down every series.
What the hell were they doing for you to keep calling it?
Yeah. That's, well, and then you have the one that started that series we were just talking about there on first down, where they lose a yard or two. And you throw the quick bubble to Mooney, and his blocker is Ray-Ray.
Yes.
You're the two smallest guys on the field over there.
Now, Ray-Ray, you got to block him.
Now, you got to block him.
Yeah, you got to block him.
He didn't. But, he didn't.
Yeah.
But, like, Mooney and Ray-Ray are good players for sure, and it seems like Cousins really likes throwing it to him. But those guys aren't great blockers.
And they're not, because they're not big.
They're not big.
They're little guys.
There was it one of the sacks that Kirk had where I think it was Mooney over there. Might have been Ray. I don't remember who it was.
Ray-Ray.
One or two of them. It was like, sorry, man. Sorry.
But they kept blitzing, and I thought Bijan had an outstanding day in protection.
Sure.
I mean, he lit that dude up.
He
was putting his face in there, because they kept bringing an add-on guy, and Bijan kept stepping in and putting his face in there every single time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was outstanding as far as in his past pro. I thought it was really, really good. But yeah, I just thought they got too cute. And they still had a chance to win. But I watched it all day. Like we said, watching games all day yesterday. Damn, people don't want. People don't want to punt, and people don't want to score. They won't leave field. They won't leave points on the field. It's unreal.
It really is. The way that we used to play Madden.
It's
like,
unreal.
These guys are coaching in the NFL the way that what am I going to punt for? I'm playing, it's midnight in the dorm room.
I can turn the power off.
I just turn it off and turn it back on. And if I lose, who cares?
Yeah.
But they're like, these guys are NFL head coaches that are just doing it like that now. Like, you know what? 4th and 7 on our own 22. Who cares? We got to play for that. Like, no. Punt, man.
Y'all think it's any coincidence that these coaches right now all grew up in the first stages of Madden?
I don't know. I've got to hope that that's not what it is.
Surely not, right?
You've got to hope that's not what it is.
Yes,
but it is the same. It is the same way that we used to play Madden at midnight in the dorm rooms. These guys are coaching football games in the NFL. All right. Day off today for the Braves. They won the series against the Marlins. Kind of annoying to drop the game on Friday, but the Mets beat the Phillies 3 out of 4 anyway, so you weren't going to gain much ground on him. Here's Brian Snitker talking about Iglesias.
He's been amazing. I mean, he's just having an unbelievable year. And that was big today because we were down Joe. You know, we had Joe as an emergency only, and that was huge. You know, we knew going in, we got to get this thing through the 7th and then give it to Iggy.
watching it. Forgot how to talk there for a minute. The emotions of the series win, I suppose. But Iglesias is becoming like a two-inning save guy, a two-inning closer. Kind of fun.
Yeah, well, it is now. It wasn't before.
Yeah.
It is now.
They've needed him to do that a handful of times over the last couple of months, and he's stepped up and done it. So, look, they're in not a good position, but they're not dead. They're in position. They got a day off today. They got the Mets in town for three. They're down two games to the Mets for that final wild card spot. You sweep the Mets. Then you got to handle your business against the Royals. Yeah. But, yeah, you got to sweep them.
You got to sweep them.
You got to sweep them.
You have to sweep this game. It was so good to see Ozzy yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Nice
going
to see
yard
him back.
And everything. Yeah. Good to see him back. But, yeah, they got to win this whole series, Andy. And it ain't – and it's going to – it's the frustrating part is if they trick something off.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.